I have been thinking some about how it is so easy to get to believing that I am way above average with one or two things and then coming to the conclusion that I am way above average in most areas of my life. It's like my grandpa used to tell me. It's pretty easy to get full of myself. I see that sometimes with famous athletes or others who have made it into the spotlight because of some exceptional accomplishment. They seem to think they are above it all and act like they are smarter and more clever than the rest of us. Their success definitely has gone to their heads. Unfortunately, this superiority complex is not limited to people who really have done something exceptional. I sometimes see it with people around me who haven't done anything actually all that exceptional. That gets me to wondering how I can keep my perspective. I am pretty good at some things and not so good at others, but definitely have no claim to superiority. Maybe it's something I worry about and it's not a problem for the rest of you. I am definitely interested in what you think about it and how you would suggest I keep my perspective on myself.
If I may be permitted to share a thought, let me paraphrase Jim Rohn. The challenge is to be strong but not rude, be kind but not weak, be bold but not bully, be thoughtful but not lazy, be humble but not timid, be proud but not arrogant, have humor but without folly. I see you as a grounded, down-to-earth person. Many people who are as talented and successful as you become arrogant and develop an above-it-all attitude and demeanor. They highly value their superior talent or intellect and let others know about it in subtle and not-so-subtle ways. People like you who come across as just regular folks are normally more intuitive than those who don't. They may be obviously very bright or talented as you are, but too comfortable with their gifts and don't give the impression that they think that makes them better or more important than other people. You are also rather self-contained and don't splash your emotions, attitudes, or opinions on everyone around you. You live within your personal space. From my perspective, you are managing the balance pretty well.
Let me add a thought about that from David C. Berry. A wise unselfishness is not a surrender of yourself to the wishes of anyone, but only to the best discoverable course of action. I think you normally look beyond simple self-interest. This does not mean that you never proceed purely based on self-interest, because you occasionally do. Rather, it means that you scan the interest field before proceeding. This is usually fairly instantaneous and automatic, but most always precedes action. You usually know whose interests are affected by your action and the nature of the effect. That insight then becomes an important element in your action equation, giving you a concurrent short and long-term perspective, thus reducing the likelihood of negative eventualities following your action. Your actions seldom come back to bite you.
That prompts me to quote the Bard himself. See first that the design is wise and just, that ascertain pursue it resolutely. Perhaps quoting Shakespeare is a little over the top, but as I see it, you don't use yourself as the standard for how others should think and feel or how others should act. You do develop complex criteria that apply to specific situations and circumstances, and you generally conform to those criteria. Here is the key. You conform to the criteria, but whether others choose to use those criteria is their choice. If you think their conforming is in their interest, you are clear about that. Still, the choice is theirs. I like it that you say what you think but don't act as if you have the corner on good ideas or best ways of thinking about things.
I don't think I am getting all of this, but you get a thumbs up from me too. I know some kids who are pretty full of themselves and I am not much impressed. They think they are better or more important than the rest of us and go around letting everyone know. Uncle Mike told me that they are probably just putting on airs and are not really that way all the time. I am not sure I understand what he meant, but I get tired of it, whatever it is. I think it's a lot like bullying. It's sure no fun for me.
I didn't expect our conversation to focus so much on me, but appreciate your kind words and positive thoughts. Thank you for sharing. If there is a conclusion in what you have said, I suspect it has something to do with self-awareness. It's like someone important once pointed out. It really is a great gift to sometimes see ourselves as others see us. I think if we want to make a difference to those who make a difference to us, and I know we all do, we need to be sure we are actually more interested in making a difference than in just making an impression. Our focus has to be on what matters to the other person and not so much on what matters to us. Our goal should not be adding to our halo but rather adding to theirs. We might commit to ending each day by thinking less about how successful we have been and more about how much we have contributed to the success of people who matter to us. I'm not sure who said it first, but it's true that, if what we do and who we are speaks for itself, there is nothing more for us to say, and if it doesn't, it doesn't matter what we say or how much we act like other people should be impressed.